sentence of Moses and look at it.
He will say what?
The second verse is in the deep part of the heart that we could be present in the presence of Ham. That's the second one. But what about the first one? We forgot about the judgment day. Do you remember the judgment day? When is it? Now! That is the difference. Here you will say, Moses is not praying for the guy to be in the paradise in the judgment day in a couple of thousand years. That's not it. He will say, be kind to him right now. Because this is the judgment day, isn't it? This is the moment of responsibility. So Moses will say, give him a couple of years in the future. No, I'm talking about now. Be kind to him and do not turn around his faith so his meaning will be a good man. Yes?
I have related this story that you may know that loss of the body and of wealth is gain to the spirit and delivers it from pain.
Means I was telling you and I'm telling you again that the good thing has a good price to pay. Don't look for the cheap stuff. The good stuff has a price. What do you have to pay? You have your body and the belonging, right? These are good prices to pay for what? For the real John, real life, being saved from deterioration. Yes?
Therefore, be a purchaser of discipline with all your soul.
Who is talking this? Who is saying, therefore? Look at it. It's not God. It's not Moses. It's Rumi. I told you this story because I want you to understand that why in this pattern there is always sufferings. We call it Riyazat. You should suffer. All the dervishes, all the workers in this path, they suffer because they are paying the price for being in that path. That suffering is lovely. But could you explain this to your animals? That suffering who is putting down the dog, killing the cow. Remember killing the cow? How many times we talked about killing the cow? Don't you remember we talked about the Moses, that tale of the cow who is bringing someone back to life, remember? Killing the ego is what we're talking about. So there is price to pay for that. Therefore, really deeply look for these painful periods. Because that suffering is needed. Yes?
Therefore, be a purchaser of discipline with your soul. You will save your soul when you have given up your body to service. And if the discipline come to you without free choice, bow your head and give thanks, O successful one.
Have you ever done that? Said this suffering. You have to train yourself and suffer this animal for that good stuff you have to do. So you should be volunteered for that. But if you didn't volunteer and suffering just dropped by, you should be thankful, not nagging that, look at it, I'm unlucky. You're lucky if the suffering is coming to you because you are passing these periods to grow up, yes?
Since God has given you that discipline, render thanks. What you have not done, He has drawn you by the command, be.
And what was that one? That command, be. Do you remember? God created this universe. How? He said, be. So everything is. Do you remember that? That's Amre Kun. And we talk about it a lot. Because you should understand that. What it means. What it means that God says be and everything is. It means what? If you go to your brain, suddenly you see the God as a magician that does this, and suddenly all these galaxies and stuff are created, right? That's very, very narrow-minded. Because you never think about non-existence. He created non-existence, right? You don't think about the suffering. He created it. Why? You were not thinking about it because to you suffering is bad. So, you don't know. Nothing is bad or good. Depends. Suffering is bad for someone who doesn't want to grow up. But suffering is very good for a dervish. That's what that order was, be. Everything is together. And we have to understand it like that. Therefore, whatever happens, don't look at it narrow-mindedly and judge it immediately. Because how could you know the outcome of something? Do you remember the outcome of one dream? There was this guy who has a silly attitude to have a pen and a pencil beside his bed because he's a mathematician, and if in his dream suddenly he will see some formula, he will wake up and write it down. And he did it about, I believe, 25, 30 years ago. He woke up, he wrote down something very simple. Zip interacts with Z2 plus C, period. And for 15, 17 years, something like that, nobody, not even himself, will know what that really is. Because that's a very simple equation. The problem is, you have to write it down if you want to see what it is billions of times. You calculate and go on and go on and go on. This guy is Mandelbrot, and he invented something which is so unique. The first and the only thing that we know is endless is that picture came out of that. Have you seen the picture? The Mandelbrot set is so. He saw it in a dream and believed in it. And before computer, nobody could know what it is. They needed the computer to do these numbers again and again and again. And what will happen when you write it down? There are two things that could happen. This could go down to zero or to endless. So down to zero, make it black, the rest make it white, then you will see a picture. A picture which could be seen forever and ever, really endless. What about that one? Where is that coming from? He did it. This is something that in artists, we call it inspiration. What is inspiration? It's some strange stuff that is happening. So, believing in the only force that we know in this universe was silly and proved to be silly, and it's going to be proved again and again. So here, Rumi would say, listen, when something looks negative to you, you should be grateful, because it could be helpful. Yes, let's see.
Story of the woman whose children never lived, and how, when she made lamentation, the answer came. That is instead of thy ascetic discipline, and it is for thee in lieu of the self-mortification of those who mortify themselves. That woman used to bear a son every year. He never lived more than 6 months.
Simple, right? He was bringing another example. Over there, there was this suffering. The guy did the bad stuff, so he would be punished, he would be killed, but some part of it could be saved, right? Now, look at another case. There is this lady who is giving birth every year to a child, a boy, which lives only 6 months and will die. Yes.
Either 3 months or 4 months, he would perish. The woman made lamentation, crying, "Alas, O God, for 9 months I have the burden, and for 3 months I have joy. My happiness is fleeter than the rainbow." That woman, because of the terrifying anguish, used to make this plaintive outcry before the men of God. In this wise, 20 children went into the grave. A fire fell swiftly upon their lives. Till one night, there was shown to her a garden everlasting.
No, before that. Okay, up to here. What's the story? A very simple one. A woman giving birth to a child, and after a couple of months, the child will die, and he's always nagging about it. That, what is this? I'm carrying it for 9 months, and only a couple of months. So she's sad, and she's nagging, and you were accepting that attitude, haven't you? No. Poor woman. Now, in the dream, you remember the next step is the dream. In the dream, you're seeing a garden, yeah.
Till one night, there was shown to her a garden everlasting, verdant, delectable, and ungrudged. I have called the unconditioned bounty a garden, since it is the source of bounties and the assembly of gardens. Otherwise, no eye hath seen. What place is there for it is proper? Notice it. What place is there for a garden? God hath called the light of the unseen a lamp. 'Tis not a comparison, 'tis a parable thereof, in order that he who is bewildered may get a scent.
Means what? All of this explanation, because he realized that when he said, suddenly in her dream he saw a garden, you imagine the garden physically. He said, oh no. First of all, the garden was very beautiful, but it's not a garden. I called something, some quality, unexplainable quality, the gift of God, I called it a garden. I mean beautiful, because the stuff that I want to talk about means the scene that in the vision, in the dream comes to this woman is the thing that God said, with this you could never see it. He wants to bring that in. Do you remember he talked about this? And he said, you have yellow eyeglasses, therefore everything looks yellow to you. This one is the animal eye. When we talk about the vision, we're not talking about this. We're talking about that quality. So I called that quality a garden. And pay attention, this is not an example, because example looks like something similar to you. There is no similar stuff. So how could I explain it? That's why we call it a garden. Yes.
It is not a comparison, 'Tis a